A short-term mindset can have ample benefits, but at what cost? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Stelzner, assistant professor of economics at Connecticut College, examines.
Between 1801 and 1862, the average amount of cotton picked per day by enslaved workers increased from 28 to 114 pounds. This represents an increase in productivity per enslaved worker of 2.3% per year, on par with the increase in output per worker in industrializing England. The only difference in the antebellum South is that there were no changes in machine technology used in picking cotton. From analysis of plantation records and agricultural and population census, my co-author and I seek to identify the source of increased field hand productivity. We find significant evidence that most slave owners had a short-term mindset, focusing on the number of bags of cotton they could raise per worker. When slave owners hired overseers to supervise their enslaved workers, they created a number of incentives for the overseers to maintain a strict regime of discipline to push workers to produce the largest amount possible. As news of others extracting more output passed from farm to farm, expectations of output per enslaved worker increased. Additionally, when looking at data on cotton output over more than 5,000 plantations in 1860, we find that the existence of a hired overseer leads to an increase in output per enslaved worker of around 30%, even after controlling for the number of improved acres, livestock, size of the plantation, the quality of the soil, and other factors. Finally, in the decade before the Civil War, we find the degree to which planters hired outside overseers increased dramatically, faster than the increase in the enslaved population. Consequently, pushing workers to labor more intensely through increased supervision and application of torture was an important factor in understanding the increase in productivity of enslaved workers in antebellum America. This means that the birth of modern capitalism coexisted and actually intensified slavery, and that more generally the two can be in complete harmony economically.
That was Mark Stelzner of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.